Good morning. This is a phase one convocation hearing for Mr. Javier Orozco, ADC number 207948. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is Louis Quinones. I will be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Orozco is 38 years old. Just one second. Okay. Mr. Orozco is 38 years old and was sentenced to 20 years for molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, and a Class 2 felony. He was also convicted and sentenced to a consecutive count of 1 year for forgery, but that count has since expired. In addition, he received lifetime probation as a sex offender. I'll read a short summary of the incident offense. On August 19, 2005, police responded to a local hospital where the 13-year-old victim, Kayla Gorecki, was present with her mother and maternal aunt. The victim presented with what appeared to be and later tested positive for the herpes virus. The victim informed the nurse in charge of her care that her mother's boyfriend, later identified as defendant Javier Orozco, had been living with the family for approximately 1 year. She reported that a short time after living with the family, she became sexually active. She wanted her first in sexual encounter with someone she knew. The victim's mother, Cheryl Coleman, was interviewed by police. She informed them that her daughter had behavior problems and described as a child having an attitude. She was informed that the officers that she did not know whether to believe her daughter and that the accusations she was making. She states that she and Javier had been sexually active, that she did not have any diseases that she was aware of, and she did not know her daughter had something. She thought that it was perhaps to do with an incident at her sister's residence a few weeks prior, in which she had sent Kayla to the bedroom for behavior, and her sister discovered that Kayla had been playing with sex toys that were located in the bedroom. When the officers were speaking with Kayla, she informed that her stepdad, who was identified as Javier Orozco, had molested her. When asked what she meant by molested, she informed the police officers that her stepdad had sex with her. She went on to describe to officers that he touched her with his fingers and eventually had sexual intercourse with her. He pled guilty and was sentenced on July 14, 2006. Regarding his commutation application, he's asking for time served. According to the Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has a sentence end date of August 15, 2025. Should commutation be granted, his new sentence end date would be immediate. The purpose of Mr. Orozco's request for commutation is based on his assertion he takes full responsibilities for his actions, that he's a changed person for the better, and that he was misled during his plea agreement expecting a lower sentence. He's had limited discipline in ADC from 2007 to 2016, with his last major on February 13, 2014 for conspiracy. He has letters of support from family members. Concerning the question of whether Mr. Orozco's sentence was excessive, his incident offense had a minimum sentence of 10 years, the presumptive sentence of 17 years, and a maximum sentence of 24 years. Based on the seriousness of said offense, including multiple violations against the same victim, and the fact that he was already on probation, I do not find his prison sentence excessive, but I am open to any discussion and input from my colleagues. Hearing no further discussion, I will make my motion, and that is for Mr. Javier Orozco, ADC number 207948. I move to not pass Mr. Orozco to phase two.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Thank you, fellow board members, and this concludes our hearing.